Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Your Excellency, Dr. Hala. I laud the Kingdom for taking the leadership on Security Council Resolutions 1325, 1820, 2242, 2467, and especially your leadership last month to mediate talks between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, which took place just here in Switzerland. My question to you very respectfully was how many women participated in the ceasefire talks? We would like to have the numbers. The second was your point that is profoundly important about the role of women in cybersecurity and in new developments in artificial intelligence and in the frontiers of technology. My other question is that at the core of the UN Global Digital Compact, which the Kingdom supported, it calls upon developed states like the Saudi Kingdom to support other countries that are yet to reach a higher standard in technology. And it is incumbent upon kingdoms like yours to provide your leadership to the countries that are yet to come to a high standard in technological development. So my question to you is, what support will you give women in these countries that are struggling to be part of the technological revolution and the AI revolution? The second is, very respectfully, Your Excellency, I am very aware of the Royal Decree of 2017, and it is much lauded. However, the entire guardianship regime is yet to be fully revoked in the personal status law of 2022. Vestiges, remnants of it still linger, and it is yet to be made complete history. And what I would like to suggest is that the future of the Kingdom is not shadowed by the history of the guardianship decree, which still contains vestiges of a woman's consent to marriage still being contingent upon her guardian. And even though she can appeal the decision of the guardian, that appeal still is not consistent with the progress that women in the Kingdom have made. Thank you. Mm-hmm.